Welcome to Journal Club for March 3rd, 2025. I'm Malcolm Dix. In late 2018, three researchers from the University of Illinois and Hebei University of Engineering published a joint paper. In it, they described a new type of optimization algorithm. They called it ASO, Atom Search Optimization. While this wasn't a landmark paper, per se, the technology they described was quickly adopted across several different industries, not because it was the best at any particular use case, but because of its flexibility. ASO is the Swiss Army knife of numerical optimization. It can be used in lots of places and lots of ways, and be adapted to countless situations. Because of this, the last 5 years have seen a boon of ASO variants. Today, there are ASOs for predicting wind power output, ASOs for optimizing supply chain logistics, ASOs that enhance medical imaging analysis, and even some for financial portfolio optimization. In today's paper, a different set of authors return to the topic of ASO and take stock of all the variants and applications that are out in the wild. They develop a taxonomy of sorts that lets them classify ASO variants into functional groups and structural modifications. Today, we're going to take a look at that classification system and walk through the major types of classes they articulated. We'll look at how each group of variants has been modified from the original and how they've been adapted and improved for specific use cases. But we need to ground ourselves first. What is ASO exactly? How does it work? How is it used? And what makes it so appealing for developers to modify? Let's find out. Imagine you're working on a dynamic pricing system for an e-commerce platform. You need to maximize revenue, stay competitive with fluctuating market prices, and adjust to seasonal demand. But you can't go in and manually tweak every product's price in real time. You need a system that can balance these objectives on a per-product level and adjust the prices on the site dynamically. What do you do? Enter Atom Search Optimization. Using Atom, you'll be able to automate price adjustments, optimize discounts and promotions, and maximize profit margins without risking overpricing, stockpiling inventory, or losing customers to competitors. Or at least, that's the hope. This kind of problem is called a numerical optimization challenge, and it's exactly the type that Atom was developed to solve. Atom, like other metaheuristic algorithms, works to search for the best possible solution while avoiding local optima that could lead to suboptimal decisions. The whole idea of Atom is to continuously refine its search process while adapting to dynamic constraints. ASO is rooted in molecular dynamics, a branch of physics that describes how atoms interact under forces like attraction and repulsion. There are principles that govern the movement and behavior of atomic particles, and they form the basis for ASO's search strategy. Each candidate solution is represented as an atom within a simulated environment. The algorithm then mimics two fundamental forces. One, interaction forces. These describe the attraction and repulsion between atoms. Interaction forces are based on the Lennard-Jones potential, a well-known function in physics that describes how atoms attract each other at long ranges and repel each other at short distances. In this context, this means that the candidate solutions close to one another in the search space will experience repulsion, preventing overcrowding and encouraging diversity, while those farther apart will experience attraction, helping the algorithm converge towards promising regions. Two, constraint forces. These maintain structural stability by preventing excessive movement. In real molecular systems, atoms within a molecule maintain structural integrity through covalent bonds, which enforce a degree of stability and prevent chaotic movement. ASO mimics this by linking each atom to the best performing solution in the population, applying a force that encourages convergence towards high quality solutions while still allowing movement. This constraint mechanism reduces excessive randomness, helping the algorithm stabilize as it refines solutions over time. These forces work together to push the population of atoms towards better solutions while preventing premature convergence. Each iteration consists of several steps. The process begins by initializing a population of atoms, each assigned a random position within the defined search space. The algorithm then evaluates the quality of each atom's position using the objective function, a mathematical expression that quantifies how good or bad a solution is based on the problem being solved. Higher quality solutions are assigned greater influence over the movement of other atoms in subsequent steps. Once fitness values are determined, the algorithm computes the forces acting on each atom by considering both its interaction with nearby atoms and the constraint forces pulling it towards the current best solution. The combined effect of these forces dictates the atom's acceleration, which in turn influences its velocity and its next position. Many metaheuristics struggle to maintain a good balance between exploration and exploitation. Too much exploration leads to inefficiency, as the search may wander aimlessly without refining good solutions. Too much exploitation causes premature convergence, where the algorithm settles on a suboptimal answer too soon. ASO manages this balance dynamically by adjusting the strength of atomic forces over time, allowing for an adaptive search behavior that transitions smoothly from broad exploration to fine-tuned exploitation as the algorithm progresses. Other algorithms also require extensive parameter tuning, which makes them challenging to deploy effectively, while ASO operates with relatively few parameters, making it easier to configure for a wide range of problems. Because ASO is a general-purpose optimizer, it's found applications across a wide range of disciplines. Many engineers favor it for problems where solution spaces are complex, multimodal, or high-dimensional. There are many other algorithms in this space, but ASO's distinction is that it offers a conceptually simple, yet mathematically effective alternative, one that is adaptable and efficient across a broad range of domains. Although it does not claim to outperform all other methods in every scenario, or even any scenario, it provides a robust, flexible, and easy-to-use framework that makes it a compelling choice. In order to organize and make sense of the rapid expansion of ASO research, the authors defined a taxonomy of ASO variants. Their taxonomy defines five classes. Let's walk through each of them. 1. Structural variants. These modifications focus on how ASO's internal mechanisms are altered, such as tweaking the way atoms interact, adjusting force equations, or introducing new update rules. For example, Laplacian ASO changes the position update strategy to improve convergence speed, while mutation-based ASO injects controlled randomness to enhance exploration. 2. Hybrid variants. These versions combine ASO with other optimization techniques to improve performance. Some hybrid approaches integrate particle swarm optimization, PSO, for better search efficiency, while others merge ASO with deep learning models to optimize hyperparameters in neural networks. These methods often aim to leverage the strengths of multiple algorithms while mitigating their individual weaknesses. 3. Problem-specific variants. Certain adaptations are designed for specific application domains, such as binary ASO for feature selection and machine learning, or multi-objective ASO for engineering design problems. These variants typically involve custom constraints, search space modifications, or tailored evaluation functions to suit industry-specific challenges. 4. Exploration-enhancing variants. To prevent ASO from getting stuck in local optima, some variants introduce mechanisms that improve search diversity. Chaotic ASO, for instance, uses chaotic maps to randomize atomic movements, while Levy-flight-based ASO employs long jumps to explore new regions in the solution space, ensuring a better balance between exploration and exploitation. 5. Performance-tuned variants. These adaptations are designed to increase efficiency and convergence speed, often by reducing computational overhead or fine-tuning algorithm parameters dynamically. Adaptive ASO, for example, modifies how forces are applied based on real-time performance metrics, while opposition-based ASO introduces a mirrored search technique to accelerate solution discovery. So, how can we make sense out of all these variants? What's the key idea that we need to walk away with? Well, ASO's widespread modification highlights the broader trade-off between general-purpose optimization algorithms and problem-specific solvers. A general purpose algorithm, like ASL, can be applied to many different problems with minimal tuning, but it may not always be the most efficient or accurate option for any given task. Problem-specific solvers, on the other hand, are explicitly designed for a particular domain and often outperform generic approaches, but at the cost of flexibility. The fact that so many researchers have created ASO variants suggests that the original algorithm, while effective, was not necessarily optimal for many real-world problems. This is not a shortcoming of ASO itself, but rather an inherent limitation of general-purpose methods. As optimization challenges become more complex, researchers tend to develop specialized variants that trade some level of generality for better performance in a narrow domain. ASO's evolution serves as a case study in how an initially broad and flexible algorithm can be refined over time to meet the needs of increasingly specialized applications. Ultimately, ASO's trajectory provides a useful framework for understanding what makes an optimization algorithm successful beyond its initial publication. Flexibility, modularity, and a balance between exploration and exploitation all contribute to an algorithm's ability to be widely adopted and adapted. While the no free lunch theorem states that no single optimization algorithm can outperform all others across all problems, the history of ASO suggests that certain design principles can make an algorithm more fertile ground for future innovation. The sheer number of ASO derivatives produced in such a short time suggests that researchers saw significant value in its core mechanics, but also found ample room for improvement. This balance between usefulness and room for refinement may be the single most important factor in whether an algorithm continues to evolve or is eventually replaced. If you're intrigued by ASO and you think you might want to use or adapt it yourself, then please do download the paper. They go into far more detail and many more examples than we can cover here. It's a 69-page tome of an article, so it will walk you through much more about ASO than you really ever wanted to know. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.